U.S. President Joe Biden has said violence and terror have no place in America, especially when the government is targeting its own citizens, as criticism of the immigration crackdown in Minneapolis continues to grow. BBC News.
With Vichy Alice. It's the blind leading the baffled here on Radio 4 next. Chris McCausland and fellow comedians prick up their ears to bring us pet listening peeves. Among them, train bing bongs and musical backdrops dueling for dominance. But first, Sue Perkins wants a word.
The new series of Just a Minute. 1 minute, no hesitation, no repetition, no deviation.
I wish I hadn't challenged me. I'm regretting that.
Your regular favourites are back, and for the first time, Bradford's own Chris Cantrell joins the panel in his home city.
I've got a good feeling about this one.
I've got a great feeling about this one. The new series of Just a Minute with me, Sue Perkins.
Bring it, my little sausage.
Oh, this isn't going to run me out of town.
Monday night, 6:30 comedy on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now, Chris McCausland forces a panel of celebrities to live in his audio-only world. And you heard it here first.
Hello, welcome to You Heard It Here First, the show that asks our guests to live in an audio-only world and decipher audio clues to see if they can figure out what the hell is going on, where the hell it's going on, and why the hell it's being allowed to go on in the first place. My name's Chris McCausland, and trying to decipher today's smorgasbord of sound delicious snapshots, we have on my right Rachel Fairbairn and Ed Byrne. And on my left, Janine Haruni and Josh Jones. But before we get stuck in properly, let's find out something about our guests within the context of audio, I suppose. Rachel, tell us, what sounds make you angry?
The sound that makes me angry is the bing bongs, or the doo-doo-doo, that announces a train announcement is going to happen, because you either are going to be told off for not having a ticket or having a ticket, or you're going to get an audience with the quirky train manager.
Ed, what makes you angry?
The thing that annoys me the most is when you have two different sources of music at the same time. Like, you could be in a hotel lobby, and from the bar, you'll have one music playing, and then from the restaurant, there's another. And if you say, could you turn off one of the sources of music? They really look at you like you're the one with the problem.
I know what you mean, though, because I don't like it when I'm in a pub and the telly's on and there's a fight.
Janine, tell me, within the context of audio, what makes you sleepy?
I fall asleep to the sound of an old broken fan.
Well, when you've been in this business as long as I have, all your fans are old and broken.
Hey. Josh, tell us something about yourself.
I like to fall asleep to the sound of my boyfriend snoring. And because I am a snorer, right? So I feel comfortable being with another snorer because I'm not going to get shamed for snoring. Because one of my exes was a snore shamer, right? So every day I'd wake up to him being like, do you know what it's like trying to get to sleep because of your snoring? I was like, do you know what it's like trying to be awake with your nagging? Like, do you know what I mean? So I really love being with another snorer because it makes me be like, yeah, I can really let go and let rip.
Well, enough of the waffle now. Let's get started. Rachel and Ed, you guys are up first. You're watching the telly at home when the adverts come on, but one of your children has stapled you to the couch without you realising it. And so you have no choice but to sit through this. Have a listen to this and see if you can figure out what the hell is going on here. What the hell do you think is going on there?
To me, that sounds like what I imagine that my friends who try to avoid alcohol every weekend do. You know, like people who are like, oh my God, we're not doing anything. We're going like zip wiring and then we're making gnocchi on Sunday at 7. You know, just so they avoid alcohol. You know those kind of people? Oh, it's a room full of them. I understand.
They've come here to avoid alcohol.
I do apologise.
Well, it sounds like it's from Australia. I don't know if that really helps us to figure it out. He's bought something that's more powerful than he thought it was going to be. Is it coffee? Is the noise we're hearing explosive diarrhoea?
Well, let's see if I can nudge you in the right direction. If I was to tell you that it's either an advert for a bagless vacuum cleaner that hugely sucks, but in a good way, some budget home insurance for when everything goes wrong, or some zingy ginger shots that will make the world go insane, which way would you go with that? And there's 2 points if you can get it right.
Ooh. Have you had a ginger shot? It's like a daytime Jaeger bomb.
Yeah.
It's really delicious, and it gives you a real sort of oof, you know?
But when you have it, you're in Pret and you just end up punching someone in the queue.
Exactly. Let's go for ginger shot.
Okay,
we're going for ginger shot.
You're going for ginger shot, yeah? And I can tell you that you are wrong. Okay, guys, I'm going to pass it over to you, and there's a point in it if you can get it right from the two remaining answers. Do you reckon it's the bagless vacuum cleaner or the home insurance?
Well, it's a man doing it, so I can't imagine it's the vacuum cleaner.
Clean, we clean, my house is spotless, thank you very much.
Can you move in? I'd love that.
Yeah.
So what do you think? I would say it's the home insurance.
I'm not going to lie, I kind of checked out when he gave all the answers, and okay. I only heard the Uber one, because let's be honest, I never drink before a gig, but everyone else had one. So I've had two sips of wine, so I'll go with whatever you say.
You're going to go with the home insurance?
I think so, yeah.
And I can tell you, you're right. It was an advert for Budget Direct Insurance. A massive tornado hits a town in Australia and everything's been pulled up into the sky. Cars, dogs, trees. One man is trying to use a leaf blower and is getting the blame for creating the carnage. A dog then pulls out the lead to the leaf blower, which means a calmness falls across the town before a car falls out the sky and lands on his house. It's quite a high-budget advert, that, isn't it? Almost sounded like a Marvel film. Do you like films, guys?
Very much so.
Well, when I watch films, I have to rely on the audio description for the films, and sometimes they do a good job, and sometimes it's not worth making the effort, to be honest. So we are going to play a game that I like to call, see if you can figure out what these films are from the opening scenes that are audio described. Janae and Josh, I'm going to stick with you for the first one. I'm going to play the opening scene from a film. Obviously, you can't see it. You can only hear it. It is audio described. I want you to listen to the audio description alongside the soundtrack from the film and tell me, what film is this?
The man delicately plucks the snow-white feather from his dirty sneaker. He holds it up and studies it with a curious look. In his 30s, the man has a short crew cut, pronounced ears, and a simple, clean-shaven face. He slides a box of chocolates off the suitcase beside him and opens the suitcase's lid. A baseball cap, a ping pong paddle, and neatly folded clothes lie tucked inside. The man pulls out a book with a yellow cover titled Curious George.
Could you hear what I was saying just then? I'm so competitive that I was like, it's Forrest Gump!
You're 100% sure it's Forrest Gump.
Yeah, it's a chocolate white feather.
Well, I only remember the bit where he's talking about chocolates. So yeah. I don't really remember.
I mean, to be honest, this show's got to last half an hour. Josh, it would help if you could put up a bit of an argument.
I could complain about how easy their one was. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I'm happy to do that.
I genuinely think somebody who couldn't hear could have got that. That is so easy.
If our one isn't Star Wars, I am leaving.
Okay, you're going with Forrest Gump just to make Ed really, really angry. I can tell you that you are right. Okay, guys, I think I've got a feeling this might make Ed furious. Okay. There's the opening scene from a film. See if you can figure out what it is from the audio description.
Now, a thin wire filament in a bare light bulb glows from faint orange to white hot. Beyond a wine rack lined with dusty bottles, a woman in a pair of high heels descends a staircase. The shapely young brunette steadies herself against the railing, then approaches the wine rack. Wearing a silk tank dress, she peers into the dimly lit shelves, touching one bottle and scanning others. A slight smile crosses her lips as she chooses a bottle and wipes dust from the label.
The Irish comedian stands up and throws his chair across the room.
The mention of a light bulb did make me think of Uncle Fester. And there was dust. So, and the Adams family house is quite dusty.
I'll give you a clue. It's not a comedy, and it is, but it is a spooky film. It's Basic Instinct. Because then she puts the wine in the ice bucket.
Do you think that's a spooky movie? Does anyone think they know? Don't say it, but does anyone think that they know it?
No. Yeah. Oh. That's the man from the Shapely Brunette fan club. Of course he knows it.
Name a classic horror movie.
I've seen about four films in my life.
I wouldn't say horror, I'd say spooky. Like, it's a supernatural spooky film.
Supernatural.
Not specifically horror, I wouldn't say. But, you know. I'll give you one more clue. It's two more than I've got.
I was going to say The Hills Have Eyes, but that's wrong.
That's the best. I mean, I've literally just thought of that. Now, that is a genius clue. It is two more than I've got.
The Sixth Sense.
It is The Sixth Sense!
Lovely.
Okay, I'm good. Janine, Josh, this one's yours. There's the opening scene of a film. See if you can figure out what it is.
A review glides past a tabletop print of a man hanging from a giant clock face on the side of a building. A kitschy wall clock of a bow tie wearing cat with moving eyes and a swinging tail. And two similar ones of a sequined owl and a grinning poodle. Pictures of Thomas Edison and Ben Franklin hang above an unmade twin bed. On a cluttered dresser, a clock radio switches on.
What do you reckon?
First, I thought Felix the Cat, but did they make a movie of that?
What, the cat advert for the... That'd be a bit of a shit film, just a cat having his tea.
Cat food the movie.
Can we get clues?
No! I'll give you a clue. We are looking for something that is a little bit sci-fi. With a touch of comedy.
Is it Back to the Future? A murmur in the Radio 4 audience. Back to the Future?
It is Back to the Future! Okay, last one. Rachel, Ed, here's your film.
Fog rises between the trees over a gorge. A blurry figure emerges from the fog, running up the gorge. A young, dark-haired woman climbs up the hill, grabbing a thick rope from the ground. The woman in her mid-20s reaches the top of the gorge, her hair tied up in a ponytail. She wears a gray sweatshirt with a sweat stain on her chest. On the sweats, FBI Academy inscription, her cheeks pink, her sweaty bang sticks to her forehead as she looks around open-mouthed, tiny pearl stud earring in her ears. She runs off. The woman runs across the woods covered in dry leaves. She jogs into a cloud of dense fog.
Is it Park Run 2?
Ed, yeah, I'm
action,
getting good noises from
you. There's a lot of action happening. She's in the FBI.
She's in the FBI, and...
I'm thinking Jodie Foster, I don't know why.
I think you're bang on.
Is it Silence of the Lambs?
It is Silence of the Lambs!
Can't believe I got that.
Fantastic, have a point for that. Okay, listen, guys, you know what? Putting the audio together for this quiz is a pain in the behind, so I'm going to have a little break for a moment, and I'm going to let you guys make the noises for me. Janine, in front of you, there's a piece of paper folded on the table. Don't open it yet. When you look at it, I want you to not let Josh see what it says on the piece of paper.
Done.
I want you to sit on your hands, because I don't want you miming this and me not knowing what you're doing. What I want you to do is, using only sounds, no words allowed, I want you to convey what it says on that piece of paper. Take it away, Janine.
All right. Yay!
Was it me and my boyfriend moving a sofa last week?
Oh, I'm glad you had it moving a sofa.
So, hey.
Janine, you can carry on. Come on, come on.
More?
A little bit of effort. Come on.
Oh, okay.
I got that bit.
Come on, come. Can I say words?
No. No. You're bordering on cheating here.
I think it's like a really steadied sort of gym guy who's just really pleased with his progression.
Strength does come into it. I'm going to give you one more guess, Josh.
When you can't open a tin and you're trying to open a tin and then you open the jar.
OK, I'm going to pass it over to you guys. You can steal the point if you've got one guess. Confer between the two of you. If you can say what...
Some sort of competition between two men, two
people. I thought it was like somebody wrestling. Watching... football, somebody going, watching a goal that was going to be scored. That's
sounds like there's more...
Ed, you're in the right ballpark. You're in the right...
Though. Is it something like, what do you call it, arm wrestling or something, maybe?
Yeah, let's go for that.
Oh, it's not. Janine, do you want to say what it says on your piece of paper?
It's tug of war.
Okay, Rachel. Okay. Don't let Ed see what it says on your piece of paper. Have a little look, fold it back up, put it back down. Okay, you ready? Take it away, Rachel.
Are you doing this, or is this you getting ready to do it? Cold water swimming.
Oh, yes! I'm going to give you it to cold water plunge!
Wow!
Okay, Josh, pick up your bit of paper, have a look what it says. Fold it back up, put it on the table. All right, take it away, Josh.
Ah! Ah! Ah!
It's someone's being whipped. Someone being whipped?
It's not being whipped, but you know, you're in the right ballpark with the pain. Have another go.
I don't know how to do it any differently.
Josh, it's fine. We're enjoying the way you're doing it.
And a scream. But it's someone being hit. Is it someone being paddled?
It's not. I'm going to pass it over to you guys. You can steal it for a point if you can tell me.
Is it somebody being waxed?
It is somebody being waxed!
Very good. Very good.
Wow. Okay, Ed is on fire, but now Ed is all down to you. Get your bit of paper, look what it says, fold it back up, put it on the table. Take it away, Ed.
Is it a young boy pretending to be a motorbike? I was going to say, is this the dentist cleaning your teeth?
It is the dentist giving you a clean!
It's a billing.
Giving you a filling. I'm going to take that. That was close enough. And at the end of all that nonsense, Ed and Rachel are in the lead. When my daughter was younger, she would often ask me what something was from a picture or in a book. But before I could tell her, I'd first have to get her to describe it for me. So we're going to see how our guests cope and if they can figure out what these famous or iconic things are that these adorable kids are trying to describe to them from a picture that the kids can see but our guests can't. Ed, Rachel, you are up first. There's 2 points in it if you can get it right from the first clip and only 1 point if it takes you both the clips. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here is your first adorable clip.
I can see people and I can see lights. I think there's a big party. I can see a man. He's being lifted. He has a black jacket with a red T-shirt. I think he's feeling happy. I think he's 77. The beard is grey and he has a bit of grey hair. The people are putting their hands up. If I could hear them, they're probably going to say, hooray.
What do you reckon is being described there, guys?
If I could hear those people, they'd be probably saying, hooray. It's one of my gigs, surely. People lifting up... Is it a big sort of like a musical thing or something?
He's about 70, being lifted up.
Black jacket, red T-shirt.
Take a punt if you want, because you can always change your mind for a point on the second clip.
Grease, is somebody watching Grease?
OK, you're going to go for Grease the musical.
Yeah.
Let's have your second...
No, I'm going for Grease the country.
The lubricant. OK. Let's have your second clip and see if you want to keep your choice of Grease or change your mind for a single point. Here's your second clip.
That looks like a massive ball, and around the massive ball, there's, like, golden all over it, and then there's shines bits. On the front of the ball is their letters. They've got sparkly clothes. I think he's being lifted because he can't reach the thing. The black box with the blue bits around and the string with the ball on top.
I do think describing something as shiny as it, did he say it's got shines on it?
Yeah.
Is possibly one of the cutest things I've heard in a long time.
What are you thinking, guys?
So can't somebody being lifted up?
Because he can't reach a thing, it's a big ball and it's shiny.
It's a big ball and it's shiny.
They're watching Strictly, and there's
I was thinking that.
Glitter ball above.
Is that what you're going for?
Go for that. I ain't got a clue.
Yeah, they're watching Strictly.
Okay, let's find out if you are right.
Yes, you're right. It was Chris winning Strictly.
Oh! You got that right, but can I just remind you all, 77! 77!
You know what?
He's got grey hair and a beard and he looks 77!
It would have been amazing if you all just went, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a point for you guys. And now over to Janine and Josh. Listen, you got 2 points if you can get it from the first clip, and 1 point if it takes you both the clips. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here is your first adorable clip.
I can see someone with a dress, and she's a girl. I can see a rainbow, a lot of mountains, some seas. I can see waterfalls. I think I see some sort of tower over there. I can see some people with, like, weapons, I think, and some cats, kind of. He's looking, like, a bit cross and annoyed, something like that. I think the cats look, like, surprised and shocked, maybe.
Have you any idea?
I think I know exactly what this is.
Do you?
This is a hallucination I had when I had a mushroom shake in Thailand. So it's a lady in a dress with a rainbow and a mountain and a tower and some cats, I think.
Well, it could be one cat and it could be the Wizard of Oz. And that's a big cat. It's a lion, but it's still a cat.
Oh, there's a rainbow.
Yeah, and there is a rainbow, I think.
And could it be Glinda? Wait, but are these things that happened in real life or things?
These are famous or iconic things, you know?
Oh, maybe it's Glinda.
I don't think that's real.
Well, maybe it's Glinda.
It doesn't have to be real, just famous or iconic, you know?
Okay, so yeah, Wizard of Oz is iconic.
What would the cat be? Oh, the lion.
And apparently Chris winning Strictly is iconic.
I right. think that's a good guess.
Wizard. What are you going to go with?
Yeah, let's go with the Wizard of Oz.
Okay, you're going to go for the Wizard of Oz. Well, let's have the second clip and see if you want to stick with your guess for 2 points or change your mind for a single point. There's your second clip.
I think I see mermaids and a rock. There's a man rowing a boat. He's wearing some funny coloured, like, hat. He has a sword, silver sword, with gold at the bottom. I can see paddles just, like, rowing the boat nice and gently. There's a man with a black... He has glasses, a black hat, black shoes, white top, a little black sword. These three people, that it looks like they're flying completely.
Is it
how big is
like
his picture?
Peter Pan or Hook, maybe?
Yeah.
Is there a Peter Pan movie?
Yeah. No. Okay, so you're going with Peter Pan or Hook, which I would say are exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
You're going to go with Peter Pan? Let's find out if you're right.
You got it right. It's Neverland.
And at the end of all that nonsense, still in the lead is Ed and Rachel. Okay, it's the moment we've all been waiting for. It is the frenzied end to all good quiz shows, so there's no reason we can't do it as well. It's the quick fire round! Rachel and Ed, you guys are up first. You have until the klaxon sounds to answer as many questions as you can. I'm going to alternate between the two of you, so only please answer if it is your turn. Do you understand?
Yes.
Completely.
No. Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah. Rachel, I'm going to start with you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Am I watching Newsnight or Panorama?
Panorama.
It is Panorama. Ed, he's just like me, but a lot more successful. Who is it?
This is the moment to remember when you tell your children where you were and what you did.
Nope.
It's Stevie Wonder. Because okay. We're both black. Rachel, how many legs are in this scene?
Eight.
No, that's six. There's a horse and a man on it. Ed, set in a toy shop. This is one of the most boring shows ever made. What is it?
Bagpuss.
It is Bagpuss.
How dare you?
Rachel, name the animal.
Capybara.
It's a sea lion. Ed, what am I doing? Remember, it's Alpha 6 on Radio 4.
You are grabbing the inside of your cheek.
You're sucking a lollipop. I'm washing my hands, Ed. I'm washing my hands. Rachel, who's creating a stink?
I just farted. I'm so sorry. It's nerves.
Oh, Celia Imran.
It is, yes. Ed, which Bond is this?
Bond. James Bond.
Pierce Brosnan.
It is Pierce Brosnan. Rachel, what's this? What's this, Rachel?
Coffee machine.
It's deodorant. Ed, what am I watching?
Hey, how was the first day?
Friends.
Excellent. It is Friends. Oh, and at the end of that, you got five right. Janina and Josh, over to you. I'm going to alternate between the two of you. Please only answer if it is your turn. Janina, I'm going to start with you. Are you ready?
Yep.
What sitcom is this?
Wheels on Fire. Wheels on Fire, that classic UK sitcom, I know.
I've just identified the problem here. It's absolutely fabulous. Josh, he's been on this show, but what's he narrating here?
Big deal, Theo. Johnny's got some pistachios.
Love you Island. Can't
have it. It is Love Island. Janine, how many children are having a laugh?
Two.
It is two. Josh, name the actor.
I'm sorry to frighten you, dear. I must look like a yeti in this get-up.
Dame Maggie Smith.
It's Robin Williams, Mr. Stampfire. Janine, what am I doing?
Writing with a pen.
Signing my signature, I'll take it. Josh, is this Microsoft or Amazon?
Amazon.
It's Amazon Prime Video, yes. Janine, what the hell is this?
A woodchucker.
It's a sewing machine. Josh, she's named after your second favourite woolly button-up. Who is it?
You know, once you start making money, everybody wants you to be their kid's godmother.
Cardi B.
It is Cardi B! Janine, what the hell is happening here?
A boomerang?
Skipping. Josh, what am I watching?
I didn't become a little bit of a slag. I became
EastEnders.
It is EastEnders! And at the end of that, you got six right! And at the end of all that, it's a tie. What was the point in any of it? Thanks to our guests, Rachel Fairburn and Ed Byrne, Josh Jones and Janine Haruni. My name's Chris McCausland and I would like to formally take this opportunity to retire, seeing that as apparently...
I think he's 70.
Absolutely furious. You heard it here first. Cheers. Goodbye. You heard it here first, was written and presented by me, Chris McCausland. The producer was Sasha Boback. The assistant producer was Eve Delaney. And this was a BBC Studios production for Radio 4.
And stay with us on Radio 4 for a celebration of classic comedy. It's 100 years since Laurel and Hardy united for their first film. We have more on that coming up on Front Row in 15 minutes. First, the stakes are high for Susan and the Archers after the news.
BBC Radio 4's Story of America.
How come you're fixing this place? You fish in the pond. I'm planning to live here.
Henry David Thoreau's timeless classic, born from his true escape to the woods in search of a more natural life.
So much slips through our fingers. I was hooking the fleeting moment. This was the work.
Conquered!
Can you hear me?
Paul Farley's dramatisation of Walden on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds this Sunday afternoon at 3:00.